With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israeli forensics experts say one of the bodies returned by Hamas yesterday, part of the ceasefire deal, is not that of one of the Gaza hostages.
The military now says the fourth body handed over to Israel by Hamas does not match any of the hostages. Meanwhile, relatives of some of the newly released Israeli hostages have been describing their joy of being reunited with their loved ones after 2 years of captivity in Gaza. Speaking at the Sheba Medical Center in Tel Aviv, where the freed hostages are receiving medical treatment, Liran Berman expresses his relief.
For 738 days, our lives were trapped between hope and fear. Yesterday, that chapter ended. Seeing Gali and Ziv again, holding them after so long, was like feeling the world start to move again.
I'm Charles Delezesma.
Four bodies handed over by Hamas on Monday, four more yesterday, and discounting the one that's not a hostage, 21 captives remain unaccounted for. House Speaker Mike Johnson accusing Senate Democrats of being totally unreasonable in their demands for reopening the government.
They would add the illegal aliens, non-citizens back to taxpayer-funded benefits. It would cost taxpayers nearly $200 billion. They would also remove a very reasonable and moderate, modest work requirement that we put on able-bodied young men with no dependents. As we've said, they should not be riding the wagon and taking Medicaid that is intended for vulnerable populations.
Democrats have again blocked a Senate Republican bill to reopen the government at current spending levels, while talks would continue on longer-term funding measures. Armed with more precise drones, Russia has started using them, targeting Ukraine's vital rail network. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up to 33. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist denomination is growing.
The Global Methodist Church, which launched 3 years ago, now counts more than 6,000 congregations under its banner. GMC was formed in the run-up to the split with the United Methodist Church over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. GMC spokesman Keith Boyette tells the Christian Post the current member congregations are predominantly former UMC congregations, but we do have some from other denominations. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians in India being refused the right to bury their dead according to their beliefs. International Christian Concern reports that in more than 20 mostly Hindu villages, believers have been denied access to local cemeteries. ICC says a number of these villages have become hotbeds of Hindu fanaticism, adopting violent methods to impede Christians from practicing their religious freedom guaranteed by India's constitution. Violence against Christians has been on the rise. This is SRN News. Remarks by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell raise hopes for at least one more interest rate cut before year's end.
Powell's comments Tuesday in a speech to the National Association of Business Economics suggest that the Fed will likely cut its key interest rate twice more this year.
Based on the data we do have, it's fair to say that the outlook for employment and inflation does not appear to have changed much since our September meeting.
That's when the Fed reduced its key rate for the first time this year. Powell also says although some important government data has been delayed due to the shutdown, they routinely review a wide variety of public and private sector data that have remained available. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. and global economies will grow a bit more this year than previously expected, according to the International Monetary Fund, saying the Trump tariffs have so far proven less disruptive than many economists had been expecting. More details at srnnews.com.